goalie to Quinn, to Pulaski. Pulaski pulls in. He's going to go up and amongst the trees and lays it off the glass. No good. Rebound controlled there by Asher. Asher finds Decker. Decker takes it all the way down the lane. He has his pocket picked by Quinn, but it's going to go off of Quinn there. So Baddock made a good adjustment there, putting a little bit of pressure on the guards for Duckerville and forced them into some turnovers. Asher with the ball way up at the top of the key. He tries to dribble in the paint, almost loses it, but he gets it to Petullo down low. Now at the top of, with the ball is Nick Taylor. Taylor tries to throw it to the side, turnover again. Right to Quinn. Quinn pushes it up the court to Krug. Krug spin move in off the back. No good. Rebound by Pulaski. He waits for some contact. Finally gets it. He could have got the 3-second call for as long as he waited for some contact. Deckerville was very much under control there. They waited for him to go up for a shot, and they weren't going to touch him. But
he had great control. He did a pivot inside the paint. Still got a shot off.
And he finally drew Tyler Price to reach in there from the back. Price picked up his second. I'm sorry, that's not Price.
That's
wrong team.
Asher?
Asher's second.
Oh, boy.
First free throw's up and no good. But here's what I'd do if I was the coach. I want Asher out of the game. He's a big dude, good rebounder. He's got two fouls. I'm going at him the next play.
Yep.
Pulaski goes, set, second shot's up. That's good. Tie game again. 5:24 to go. Let's see if they can get over the hump this time and get the lead.
Ball turnover.
They steal the ball away. Pulaski picked the pocket of the guards. There, his shot's no good. In the paint, it's set to Kelly, and he gets the and one. And they're going to take the lead back at 5:13 to go in the game.
Great board, great strong putback.
Are they going to give him the basket? Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was 33-31.
And for the and one is Spencer Kelly. And Spencer Kelly is that person we talked about, Mary Lee, and that just the coach Flannery talked about it, said he needs to be in the game. He does need to be in the game. Deckerville's going to take a timeout after that made basket. 34-31, Baddock with the lead here in the third quarter. We'll be back right after these breaks.
Since 1999, Thumb Printing Professionals in Deckerville has been serving the marketing and printing needs of businesses in Cadillac and Huron counties. With crisp and attention-grabbing graphic design presented to your customers through full-color brochures, flyers, posters, banners, and business cards. Thumb Printing supplies promotional products to calculators, notepads, pens, magnets, and more, all with your company's imprint. The key is professional. Contact Thumb Printing Professionals at 989-864-8008 or www.thumbprinting.com. Major credit cards accepted.
We're back here at Deckerville High School, where the Hatchets have finally got the lead back. They led all the way to the middle point of the first half.
First quarter.
Well, it was tied 10-10.
Yeah, that's right.
And then it went to about halfway through the first half, and then they gave it up, and they couldn't get it back. They finally got it back now. 34-31, Hatchets with the lead, 5:13 to go in the third quarter. And it's all because they're starting to... They didn't really come back with their full court press again. They come back with some pressure on the guard,
which is what they're doing again. They're playing some man full court. Ooh, and they got another deflection, almost a turnover.
Trapped out in the corner with Adam. And another thing that they're doing that's gotten the back of the game is Spencer Kelly staying out of foul trouble, and they're boxing out, getting rebounds underneath. We get a tied up ball there, I believe they called it. Did they not?
I thought it was a foul on 30.
Pulaski? Yep, he picks up his second. Yep. Baddock's his first in the second half. Butella with the ball. He's stuck behind the timeline, and I don't think he realizes he's behind the timeline. Asher gets it from, or Decker gets it behind the timeline. He has it stolen away by Krug. Pushes to Pulaski. Pulaski goes up and flushes the laser off the glass.
That pressure is killing.
36-31. Here comes the full court pressure now.
More turnovers again.
Pulaski gives it to Asher. One change that Deckerville's made.
Deflection.
Yeah, nice deflection there by Brandon Dean. That's three.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get some credit here for those deflections. That's three that Brandon Dean has had and got his hands on and deflected it.
You know what? I keep deflections as a stat, and my kids know that that is huge.
Oh, that is. Look at now.
And when you're keeping that stat and you explain to kids, you know, a steal comes or happens because somebody deflects the ball, but who gets the credit? the steal.
Right.
The steal that goes to that kid who gets a deflected ball. So as a coach, I think it's more important that I watch who's touching leather, who's getting their hands
and
on
who's
the leather.
And Spencer Kelly went in and drew the foul there. Both shots were good, 38-31. That last foul went to John Decker, his second, team six. So the next
another
foul here.
Another steal.
Scott Krug gets it, and it goes to Spencer Kelly. He worked hard to maintain control as it was a loose ball, but that was a good help of play right there by Krug and Kelly. A long three put up there by Dean, and it's no good, but we're going to get a foul on the floor. Should be an over-the-back call on Scott Krug, and it'll be his second.
But his good call. He was out of position, and he really went over the top.
Krug's third. He's going to come out of the game, but in comes Sutton.
Got a seven-point spread here all of a sudden with these turnovers.
Asher gets the ball. Decker gets the ball. He brings it up the left side, throws it over to the right side at half court to Asher. Asher throws it back to the left side.
Flag.
To Loss and Loss, or to Taylor. Taylor lays it up off the glass. 33-38 back. Hatchett with the lead. Quinn dribbles it, gets it under control. They throw it to Pulaski at the top. He cuts and slices, goes up, has it blocked by Asher. And then Asher throws it away, and a deflector again by Dean.
Taylor threw that away.
Taylor threw it away, but Dean was the one with the deflection. Quinn drives baseline and goes up and in, not fouled. Gets his own rebound, goes up and lays it off the glass. Could have picked anybody for a foul, but he fought through it. 40-33, Badax with the lead, 3:30 to go here in the third period. And I'll tell you what, Badax is just causing all kinds of havoc for the Deckerville Eagles.
I think the key here right now is Deckerville trying to dribble through the trap, and it's not going to happen.
Badax, and the other thing is, Badax is getting on the floor. We had loose balls there. There was a couple, and you know, Brandon Dean and Coach Quinn just told him right here in front of us. He's doing a great job, so... He's tipping him away, and Krug was doing a good job when he was in there. They spin the ball around the top a couple times. Dean works it into the paint, can't get it. Spencer Kelly drives, he's going to split the big defenders, and he loses it.
Off a white pair. It is a blue ball.
That went right between the legs of White, but the official's going to give it back to Badax.
No, it hit Taylor's leg.
Oh, okay.
It hit his leg. Yep.
Spencer Kelly inbounds it to Quinn on the left side. Quinn looks, brings it back to the top. Pulaski's wide open. Quinn drives the paint. Goes up. No good. Rebound.
That's control
by Asher. He did that in there. But who's in here? Spencer Kelly's down here. And he's in the face of Taylor. Now Taylor manages to find an open Decker. Decker pushes up the ball. Court to Asher. Asher takes one dribble. Pulls up. Shoots from way outside. He rushed his shot. So good. Rebound controlled by Kevin Loss. But he has his shot blocked there by Dean.
Yeah, he got a great offensive board, but didn't go up strong.
Well, my player this quarter is definitely Dean. Dean is just doing everything on the defensive end for the Badax Patriots right now. Pulaski with the ball, throws it to the right side to Dean. Skip pass across to Kelly. Kelly ball fake. They're going to call him for the travel.
Yeah, he did.
He had the right idea, but he just traveled.
Little scutter step.
.236 to go in the third quarter. Hatchett with the lead, 40-33 over Deckerville. Deckerville with the ball. Here comes that full court pressure again. Trap at half court. They get it across the timeline over to Decker.
Still trapping on the side.
Decker tries to go down the baseline. He bounce passes a backhand pass in there to Asher along the baseline.
Great
he lays
up
off the glass.
Great assist.
40-35. Block gets it up the court. Hatchett come right back. No wasting time there. They push it inside to Sutton. Sutton goes up against Asher. He hit him on the three. They want to jump ball, but Quinn out settled for the reach-in foul instead of the jump ball.
Yeah, Taylor got a hold of his arm.
Coach Quinn wanted to jump ball, but he better relax right here or he's going to get himself talking to, but managed to draw the foul. That foul is going to go on Nick Taylor. It's going to be Nick Taylor's second foul. 2:07 to go here in the third quarter. It's a great game so far. 40-35. The Hatchets with the lead. Sutton shots up and good. 41-35. The Hatchets will be in the bonus the rest of the way out. 7-2 are the fouls. They got a lot to give, and the Eagles, though, have to be Hades the rest of the way out. Second shot's no good. Rebound controlled by Nick Taylor.
There was not one Badax player in the key to rebound.
Again, they bowled them all out of there. We're back to Quinn style there.
They either got a ton of confidence in the shooter, or they're just hungry to press. Because they were checked in the...